This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, November 3rd. Well, the Labor Department finally did the right thing and reported manufacturing job losses of 35,000 in October. And the reason I'm so happy about that is, you know, manufacturing has contracted for 12 straight months. So it's about time they caught up, and because ADP's been reporting plenty of manufacturing job losses. But this payroll report we had today was perfect. First, it came in less than expected, 150,000. Economists expect 180,000. Wage growth continues to slow. It was only 7 cents in the last month. Labor force participation fell for the first time in a year. And average weekly earnings even fell. So that's a sign that there's not a lot of demand for job growth. And treasury yields are collapsing. So this is a cumulative effect of the fact that the treasury financing that they're about to have is less than expected, that inflation is cooling off all around the world. Economic activity is also slowing all around the world. We had a big container ship company announce today they're going to be cutting jobs. So that's a sign of declining global trade. You know, the Fed was dovish on its FOMC statement. They're acknowledging that the spike in rates is curtailing economic activity. And Jerome Powell at his press conference did a good job, okay? He basically gave us an advanced preview of something called a dot plot, where they survey the members, would not be showing a Fed rate hike. But as Treasury yields continue to go lower, and the 10-year Treasury yield this week, just in the past 3 days, has fallen 40 basis points, that's a big decline, but the 2-year and other yields are declining as well. As yields come down, the Fed's going to find itself above market rates. So now that's raising the probability that the Fed will be cutting rates in December. Now, it's still not 50%. It's below that. But this is good. And the Atlanta Fed, which has a very aggressive economic forecasting model, is only expecting 1.2% GDP growth in the fourth quarter. So I should explain something to you about the fourth quarter. Third quarter GDP is usually strong because they build inventories for the holiday season. Then they don't replenish those inventories in the fourth quarter. So we usually have an inventory drag on the fourth quarter. You know, virtually all the U.S. economic growth right now is energy exports, okay? And by the way, you might notice that a lot of the energy stocks are doing pretty good. So I feel good. You know, earnings are still coming in better than expected. I'm very pleased with that. We've had a lot of stocks pop. You know, it's funny, not every stock will pop, but sometimes they'll pop 2 or 3 days later. So it's looking awfully good here, folks. There's no doubt there is a January effect now underway. So I want you to enjoy the ride. The markets went from being oversold to slightly overbought, okay? But this treasury rally we've had is monumental, just absolutely monumental. But we could not have had a better week for what they call Goldilocks economic news. You know, it's not too hot, not too cold, just right. Okay, that's where we are. So the next thing I want to remind you is, when the fourth, first, and second quarter earnings hit, there'll be blowout because of easy year-over-year comparisons. So even if economic growth remains weak in the new year, the earnings environment will be incredible. And, you know, when I worked on my small cap stocks the other day, I was trading at 4.5 times fiscal 2024 forecasted earnings. So that's a very low P ratio. So we're rock bottom valuations. Market's waking up. An early January effect is underway. What the bond market has done this week is historic, okay? And hopefully the Fed will respond. If I was running the Fed, I'd be cutting rates at the December FOMC meeting. But they will be cutting rates next year for sure. And they're going to want to cut rates because they want to stay out of the any political debates going on, okay? So that's it. Obviously, I would also add that you've seen the Biden administration wants Israel to declare a ceasefire and all that stuff to get out citizens, but Israel's going to do what they're going to do because obviously they were attacked. So, but, you know, the news cycle is very short, okay? And I think you're going to see the news cycle focus on other things, despite we have two proxy wars in the world right now and that we have to pay for. And, of course, the new Congress, the new leadership of Congress has already offered quite a bit of aid to Israel. Okay, so that's that. And hang on, folks. Enjoy the ride. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.